in the lunchtime edition. Teachers call for the primary level to be given priority over any effort to reform the secondary school system and for consultations to continue on overhauling the overall education system. Contractors welcome a government promise of a fair system of bidding for state contracts, insisting the previous system seemed biased in favor of certain groups. A new digital bank seeing a high demand for loans, and the U.S. Vice President meets with CARICOM leaders early next month in the Bahamas. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. As government ponders an overhaul of this country's education system, many of this country's teachers feel that the primary schools should take precedence over any restructuring at the secondary level. President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell, tells Starcom Network News that teachers also want the process of consultations to continue before any plan is finalized. He spoke to Starcom Network News following a series of about six meetings between teachers and the Ministry of Education, including two last week and one this week. Government has indicated its intention to abolish the secondary school's entrance exam, and reports indicate that a new system of allocating students to secondary schools is under consideration.
Let me first start by saying that the proposal wasn't shared with teachers. What happened was a consultative process where teachers were asked to share their concerns regarding education and what they would want to see in the education sector in Barbados look like. And that was, for the most part, informative, where teachers shared their views, the ministry responded, and a promise was made that the consultation will continue. So that's the stage we're at now. We are hopeful that the consultation will continue and that the concerns raised by the teachers will be addressed.
And one of those concerns is the need to give the primary level priority attention.
Well, the Barbados Union of Teachers has said from the onset that we would want to address the issues in the primary school system first. That is still our concern. If we could remedy the issues in the primary school system, it may lend to a smoother teaching and learning process in the secondary school system. So if there's a possibility of that being done, we would greatly appreciate it. Shore up the foundation first, provide the resources, address the issues in terms of reading and writing, numeracy and literacy in the primary school system, and then, you know, that can filter straight into the secondary school system.
The president of the BUT, Rudy Lovell. Small building contractors welcome a promise by government of a bidding system for state contracts that is more fair and transparent. A new public procurement bill was passed in Parliament this week that government says will modernize and also make more fair the system of vying for the $1.6 billion in contracts awarded by the state every year. In contributing to the debate, Independent Senator Dr. Christina Hines urged the implementation of a system that ends the perception that certain groups of people predominantly benefit from public sector deals. Two former presidents of the Barbados Artisans and Contractors Co-op tell Starcom Network News they also feel the bidding system seemed biased. Building contractor Troy Williams says there was indeed a perception that some had an advantage.
Any system that's put in place to somewhat make it simpler or more transparent obviously made sense, because a lot of what we would call quote-unquote small contractors basically have the perception that only the bigger companies are getting the work. So anything that's transparent, that's more transparent, obviously we welcome, because at the end of the day, all of us have families and all of us want to live. We want opportunities. And if the opportunities are there through a transparent bidding process, then we welcome anything of that nature. Majority of the smaller companies believe that the opportunities were being given to the larger companies.
Building contractor Troy Williams, another building contractor Michael Harris, had a similar view.
We presented fruits to three primary schools in northern parishes. The schools.
We apologize for that incorrect extract. This is The Latest. Two months after the opening of Barbados' first fintech bank, Sagicor's chief lending officer reports the response and demand for loans has been overwhelming. Speaking this morning during a media update at Sagicor Bank in Worthing, John Paul Stewart said people have been adjusting to the new technology.
You don't have to schedule an appointment to get a loan with Sagicor Bank, but you're able to apply for a loan via the app. So what we have been seeing in terms of response, the response has been overwhelming.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris will meet with CARICOM leaders early next month in the Bahamas. The press secretary, Clint Watson, said Ms. Harris, who will be the highest U.S. government official to visit the Bahamas since 1973, will arrive on June 8th to meet with Caribbean leaders. CARICOM Chairman Prime Minister Philip Davis will co-host the U.S. Caribbean leaders in meeting with Mrs. Harris. The agenda for discussion comprises pressing global concerns, including climate change, energy management, food security, and the process of rebuilding in the aftermath of the COVID-19 pandemic. The White House and congressional Republicans closing in on a deal to raise the government's capacity to borrow money, staving off a damaging default on U.S. debt. The emerging deal would limit more spending for 2 years, exempting military and veterans programs. Republicans and Democrats say they have made progress in their negotiations. A default on the $31.4 trillion U.S. debt would upend the economy and have global implications. Our top stories. Teachers here in Barbados call for the primary level to be given priority over any effort to reform the secondary school system and for consultations to continue on overhauling the overall education system. Contractors welcome a government promise of a fairer system of bidding for state contracts, insisting the previous system seemed biased in favor of certain groups. And U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris meets with CARICOM leaders early next month in the Bahamas. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Bell. Good afternoon.